This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's been a great week for Governor Kay Ivey. Her proposed 10-cent a gallon gasoline tax increase is now law. Ivey had argued the increase was needed to fund infrastructure improvements. And it came about in an unusual way, through a special session within the regular session. We recap the week in Montgomery with Don Daly. He's host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. And he tells me it's notable Ivey managed to pass the increase in a tax-adverse state and that it happened so quickly.
I've been asked a lot in the lead-up to this week's final vote on the gas tax. What do you think its chances are? And my stock answer was, I don't think Governor Ivey would have called a special session and put herself out on a limb like this if she didn't think she had the votes. And indeed she did. So it was quite a victory for Governor Ivey. On the other hand, a lot of Republican lawmakers who supported her are praising her for her leadership on this issue. But there are the detractors, obviously. When you talk about a tax increase, it's going to draw the ire of a lot of folks, and it did. There are some who claim that Republican lawmakers who voted for this tax are, quote, fake Republicans and betrayed their party on this issue.
With regard to that special session within a regular session, it was a very unusual move. Do you see Ivey having any lasting negative effects from that, of taking that unusual move?
I don't think so. It will be interesting to see how it pans out. You're right. A special session within a regular session is unusual, and a lot of people had to learn about procedure and process during all of this, me being one of them. I think that if she was going to get this passed, it took the focus of a special session. In other words, a special session focuses solely on one particular issue, and that's all lawmakers were looking at the past 2 weeks. Now, what kind of pushback she may have in the future over this remains to be seen. There's a lot of social media out there that claims, you know, they're not going to vote for her again, that she deceived the voters in last year's campaign in either skirting the issue or not talking about it. But Governor Ivey is convinced, as are many of her Republican supporters, that this was a very intentional, needed move that will be transformational for Alabamians moving forward.
One of the things you heard supporters of the gas tax point out was that there was bipartisan support. You had some Democrats that supported the tax as well. Democrats met with the governor throughout this process. What came out of those conversations, or what do we know about those conversations?
There were a lot of conversations. I think Governor Ivey said from the get-go that she wanted this to be a bipartisan plan, and indeed it ended up being just that. Democrats, by and large, supported Governor Ivey's plan. One of the things is that, you know, infrastructure is such a universal issue for lawmakers, so it was easy to get on board from that respect. But then from other respects, like pushback from constituents, lawmakers who represent lower-income Alabamians worried about the effect a tax increase would have on them. Democrats, by and large, are happy, they say, with the package that came out. I spoke with House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels, who's going to be on the show tonight, and he says that the governor did promise to work with Democrats on certain issues important to them, including health care and criminal justice reform. When asked about it, Governor Ivey says she is willing to have a conversation. She's not committed to things like Medicaid reform, which Democrats are very much on board with, but she's willing to talk with them. So they were satisfied, apparently, that at least they've begun a conversation with the governor on issues important to them.
Lawmakers return on Tuesday. What do we expect to be taking up their time when they get back?
Well, pretty early after they return for the regular session on Tuesday, Governor Ivey will roll out her proposed budget. She hasn't done that yet. She would have ordinarily already done it, but because the regular session adjourned immediately and they went into special session, she waited until they're back in regular session to roll out her budgets. So we'll hear about a lot of the priorities that she laid out in her State of the State address, pay for teachers and state employees, expanding pre-K, those sorts of things. We expect a lottery bill to be dropped fairly soon in the new regular session. Senator Jim McClendon of Springville plans to bring that lottery. Prisons will predominate the conversation again. Governor Ivey's proposed a lot more money to hire more correctional officers. She's also pushing a prison construction plan, but if it goes like many think it will, it might be a private lease deal, which would not require legislative approval. So that may bode well for it, given that lawmakers have twice rejected prison construction plans in recent years.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Don, good to have you here.
Thank you, Andrew. Always a pleasure.